Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Despite a concerted effort and coast-to-coast election fraud being conducted by the Republican crime machine, the Democratic Party has won a large majority in the House of Representatives with only a few seats still contested, and it is down to two seats in the Senate. We should be learning in the next few hours who's going to win. Fox News is projecting in Virginia and Montana that it will be Democrats and that Libertarian Party candidates are going to cause the Republicans to lose. And I say good, because the Republican Party has deserted conservatives in this nation. They have posed as conservatives when they are nothing more than a pedophile cult, most of them. And I'm serious when I say that. The evidence is overwhelming. They are a pack of criminals controlled by foreign interests. Now, the B team, the B string, the second string is going in. And I think we're going to see a repeat of what we witnessed in 94. Pelosi will play the part of Newt Gingrich. She will be credited with engineering the victory when she had nothing to do with it. And she will ride herd over the new freshman Democrats and ensure that there is not impeachment hearings. Ensure, in fact, she's already announced in a speech that we'll be playing later in the hour that she's going to be in partnership with George Bush. Yes. Well, they've always been in partnership to destroy this country. So all of you glassy-eyed, celebrating Democrats out in the street, and folks, I mean right out front my office this morning, Democrats are literally running around celebrating. There's a Democratic sub-office just across the street from me, a little unofficial satellite, and they're running around giddily celebrating. And if there isn't massive pressure instantly put on the Democrats, we do not want Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House. She is a traitor, just like Hillary Clinton and Chuckie Schumer and the rest of them. You're going to see nothing but business as usual. Are we going to hear now a repeal of the Patriot Act, a repeal of the Military Commissions Act, a repeal of the Defense Authorization Act? No, we're not going to hear it. And now you watch all these big Democrat websites and quote, independent websites that have been supporting what we do at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You watch. In fact, we're already starting to see it. They're starting to go, now, don't bash the Democrats. Everything's okay. So we have at least deadened to a certain extent, at least symbolically, the power of the neocons. And now in the eyes of the world, people would have seen a Republican victory as a endorsement of secret prison, secret torture, torture of children, FEMA camps, preemptive war, invasions of innocent countries. Now we need to set about ensuring that that traitorous bucket of evil, I mean, just look at that smiley-faced piece of trash, Nancy Pelosi, we need to ensure that witch not become speaker, which they're saying is a foregone conclusion. We need to ensure a Democratic rebellion against her, and we need to ensure that a move towards impeachment of that criminal George Bush be launched. Now, I want to hear from conservatives. I want to hear from liberals. I want to hear from truth seekers. I want to open the phones up, and I want to get your take on strategies on what we can do to ensure that the Democratic revolution we're witnessing isn't stunted and blunted and hijacked like the big sweep in 1994, 12 years ago was. Now you watch. The media is going to make her the figurehead. They're going to stick her on the cover of magazines. They're going to make the whole Democratic Revolution about Nancy Pelosi. She's saying she wants to, quote, be in partnership with Bush against the American people. And Fox is projecting the Democrats are going to win the Senate, too. We'll break it all down on the other side. What does this mean for the invasion of Iran? Will Bush pull something quick? Who knows what's going to happen? Stay with us. Your call straight ahead. 800-259-9231.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to take a lot of calls today. Greg Palast, American, who works at the BBC, ABC News, and the London Guardian, reports for all three of those outlets, will be joining us with analysis. I also want to get Bev Harris of Black Box Voting to pop in, riding high on the success of her big HBO special, to give us her analysis on the election fraud we saw coast to coast. And let's attempt to try to unspin the spin we witnessed. Laura Ingraham openly saying jam Democratic helplines. That is racketeering, by the way. You can tell people to call on your talk show, the Congress or the President or even private businesses. But when you start trying to frustrate and block people's capacity to vote, I know that violates several federal laws. It just shows how dirty these people operate. But despite the fact that they put everything they could into the mix, they threw the kitchen sink at it, and no doubt they blocked a complete Democratic super landslide, still the Democratic Party came into power. In the House, they may even get the Senate, two contested seats right now in Virginia, and, of course, in Montana. We're going to break all that down. But the New World Order has stopgap measures. Not only were they defeated here in their attempt to steal the election yet again, it doesn't matter because then their second string just comes in, led by the Queen, gun control, open border promoting, one world government pushing, Nancy Pelosi. So now the Queen Bee is on the job. And I talked to a lot of delusional Democrats a few weeks ago when she was on 60 Minutes saying, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to move to impeach George Bush. We're going to block any impeachment moves. We're going to work with him in partnership. And a lot of delusional Democrats said, oh, no, she's just saying that. Wait till she wins. Oh, we love her. Take our guns, Nancy. Get rid of America, Nancy. Save us from evil Bush. When she went along with the military authorizations, the Military Commissions Act, I mean, she's a piece of trash. She's a bucket of traitorness. A new word I've invented. She's a treacherous, traitorous, just power seething. Just look at her. She makes me sick. She's got the same wicked little demon eyes of warmongering, warmocked Hillary. And so, you've got some good Democrats that got in. I'm going to go over all those numbers. Libertarians caused the loss of Republicans all over the country. Wonderful news. Good job. These traitorous, open-border, gun-control Republicans. Oh, they'd give speeches about being pro-gun. They'd give speeches about being pro-border while voting for total amnesty. At least we now have wicked Democrats, wolves actively out trying to rend the underbelly of this country. Now we can identify them. Now we can mobilize conservatives and take them out of their mind-numb stupor, myopically Hare Krishna-ing George Bush as they chant over and over again, Hail Bush, Hail World Government, Hail Open Borders. Now you'll be forced to face what this unified government in partnership has been doing. There's been a partnership between the Republicans and the Democrats against the American people. By the way, speaking of the devil, were you able to get that clip of Pelosi earlier today? Okay, we're downloading it right now, a little bit of network congestion. I just gave him the clip a few minutes ago. He's getting it. And then she's giving another speech right now. We're grabbing that for you, too. We'll be playing some of it because target Pelosi. This is now the new enemy. Nancy Pelosi is, you should hate her. And why should you hate her rotten guts? Because we could have real impeachments. What did the president know? When did he know it? We could call these little slimers in on the White House memo, the Downing Street memos, where they talk about staging the discovery of weapons of mass destruction, where they talk about trying to get U.S. planes painted up like the U.N. flying low, ordering our men to fly low, hoping Iraqis would shoot them down, lying about the WMDs, the no-bid contracts, the Enron connections, all of it. We could have huge hearings. We could see George Bush waving by on the helicopter and flying out to his Hollywood set in Crawford, just north of me, here in Central Texas. We could witness them going to prison. We could bust it wide open, but that isn't going to happen. Just like George Bush protected Bill Clinton, first thing he did was block Dan Burton's committee, Congressman Burton's committee, going after George Bush, George Bush's little agent, Bill Clinton, company man. The first thing they did was block that investigation of the pardons of convicted cocaine dealers, Chinese spies in the White House, and the rest of it. The first thing that they protect each other. Oh, they fight over who gets to run things and over who gets to be, you know, in the management job of the CEO of Slavery Incorporated, as I said in the film Waking Life. But at the end of the day, they work together. They work together against who? Who are they in partnership against? The American people. Nancy Pelosi, Queen Bee of the New World Order, Speaker of the House, to be christened very soon, to be anointed, to be brought in as our lordship, in partnership with the slimy neocons, led by a bunch of Democrats like Hillary and Schumer and Lieberman, saying they want to attack Iran, and they want more troops in Iraq, and they want to go into Lebanon, and they want to go into Syria. So let's see if Democrats, who started to wake up in this country now, just go back to sleep because they've got the sugar tit that they can stick in their mouth the Democratic Party being in power. And again, that is not a profane term. That's the name of the pacifiers they would give babies. That's what it, you know, it's a handkerchief with a sugar cube wrapped in it. And you just give that to the baby and it'll shut up. Oh, here, you know, here's your little sugar pacifier. Stick this in your mouth. Shut up. Everything's okay now. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, she makes me sick. Here she is this morning saying she's going to be in partnership with the gracious Lord Bush.
Tonight is a great victory for the American people. Today, the American people voted for change, and they voted for Democrats to take our country in a new direction. And that is exactly what we intend to do. The American people voted for a new direction to restore civility and bipartisanship in Washington, D.C. And Democrats promised to work together in a bipartisan way for all Americans. The American people voted to restore integrity and honesty in Washington, D.C. And the Democrats intend to lead the most honest, most open, and most ethical Congress in history. The American people voted for a new direction for a fairer economy. And Democrats intend to work for an economy where all Americans participate in the prosperity of our great country. And nowhere did the American people make it more clear that we need a new direction than in the war in Iraq. Stay the course has not made our country safer, has not honored our commitment to our troops, and has not made the region more stable. We cannot continue down this catastrophic path. And so we say to the President, Mr. President, we need a new direction in Iraq. Let us work together to find a solution to the war in Iraq. The campaign is over. Democrats are ready to lead. We are prepared to govern. And we will do so working together with the administration and the Republicans in Congress in partnership, not in partisanship. As Senator Reid said, today all across the country, in the north and the south and the east and the west, from my city of San Francisco to from sea to shining sea, the American people voted for change. They want us to do things differently.
All right.
And we, the Democrats.
So basically, oh, we need change in Iraq. And what have the Democrats said? Not 20,000 more, 40,000 more troops. You want change? Let's hit Iran. We're going to work in partnership with George Bush, not in partisanship. And Nancy Pelosi said no impeachment hearings, no investigations of Bush. They're just going to let the status quo continue. They're going to leave the Patriot Act in, the Military Commissions Act. They're going to leave the defense authorization subsections in, abolishing posse comitatus. How do you now feel, Republicans out there that supported the end of posse comitatus, that supported Bush erasing the control governors had, who supported secret arrest and secret execution and torture of American citizens? Now you're going to get the Democrats in the House and probably the Senate. Now you're going to get the Democrats in the presidency, and they're going to start arresting us. And they're going to send out the new expanded BATF to take our guns. And hell, as long as they attack the Arabs, you'll probably support it, won't you? Because you're scum. So let's see what you do, Democrats. You're going to try to get this whore Nancy Pelosi out of there? You're going to let this whore to the New World Order destroy this country? Protect George Bush?
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 8, 2006. Gold opened at $6.23, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.49.74 and $3.25.38 for half ounce coins. That's $6.49.74 and $3.25.38. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here live. It is November 8, 2006. We're covering the aftermath of election 2006. Two Senate seats still in the balance, tipping towards Democrats in Montana and, of course, in Virginia. We'll tell you more about that. And I don't mean that Nancy Pelosi is a physical whore. I mean she's a whore to the New World Order, bought and paid for by the globalists, protecting George Bush's traitorous backside. And she's saying no impeachment, no going after him, no hearings, no nothing. Partnership, just as we thought. And it's sick. We're going to go to your calls, and I'll get more into these two contested races. Will the Democrats get the Senate? Nicholas in France, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Right. So a lot of people are afraid to vote for the candidate they actually want, the candidate who best represents their views, because they feel they have to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I want to know, what do you think of systems like instant runoff voting or other alternative voting systems? Do you think that could work? Do you think it's possible to get it working?
Well, I believe in our constitutional system, and some of the European parliamentary systems are even easier for them to manipulate and to ensure that minority elites are able to stay in control, similar to what we see in England. You know, the Labour Party has a minority of the seats, but there's so many parties that they're still able to maintain control, and they work with the Tories really to team up and just fool the people with the illusion of choice. And certainly we don't even have a two-party system in this country. We have one party, the Republicrats, and that's the big problem here. And it's good to, you know, make sure that Bush didn't have all three branches of government. The problem is that he really still does. It's just a power sharing with the Democratic arm right now. So I don't think our system's gone wrong. Our system has been supplanted and hijacked. That's my take on it. You got comments from France, Nicholas?
No, I have to think about it more. I want to tell you that I thought Bucket of Traitorness was very funny.
Well, thank you. What did I say? Bucket of what?
Traitorness.
Yes, traitorness, a new word I've invented. Well, thank you. So you're an American living in France?
Yes, yeah.
What do you do over there? Teach school? Or?
Yeah, I teach English and I study linguistics over at the Sorbonne.
The only reason I knew that is because usually somebody calls from China or Japan or Germany or France or even Mexico, and they're in America, and they usually are teaching something. Well, how are the French handling the eve of the Muslim riots?
Well, I talk to a lot of my students about all of these issues because they're interested in talking about what's going on, and we bring it up, and well, they're not as informed as you would expect. I talk to a lot of people who are in business positions because they have to learn English because they work for SNCF or some important company in France, and they're not as informed as these issues as you might believe. I often try to form a class around, you know, talking about political issues in France, and they're as clueless as most Americans, actually.
Exactly. We've got to continue the education process. Nicholas, thanks for the call. Another foreign call. Andrew in the land down under, Australia. Welcome, sir.
Yes, Alex, great to talk to you again, mate. I just had a question for you tonight, and that is, do you think that perhaps we've seen the Democratic landslide reported all over the Australian press, and do you think that this is possibly a setup for 2008, ensuring that both upper and lower houses are loaded with Democrats, so therefore
yes,
in 2008 they can bring forth a Democratic president?
Yes, it's very, very dangerous, but depending on who the establishment puts forward, owning both fighters in the bout, frankly, it'll probably be better just to have a pure evil Democrat in. That way the majority of Americans who are conservative can't sit there sucking their thumbs in a fetal position, worshiping the R before the name, and it'll probably cause an even bigger revolution. Or the establishment may put in a Republican and then have some fake partisan bickering on petty issues. But bottom line, it's all theatrical, and the good news is the illusion is crumbling. 80%+ of Americans do not trust either party. We've never seen numbers like that in modern history. So the trend is definitely positive. The mainstream media is losing their monopoly of control. 9/11 truth is the majority view, and overall we're winning the fight because the establishment could not completely contain a landslide against their dictator Bush. So they're just going to attempt now try to manage things through their intellectual prostitute Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Okay. And do you see that there was any voting fraud in this particular election?
Massive. It would have been an even bigger Democratic takeover. But Republican-controlled voting machine companies in 35% of the country did steal elections in a lot of key areas, the evidence shows. Bev Harris, an expert on it, joins us in the next hour. Greg Pallas joins us in the next hour.
Alex, do you think perhaps that the voting fraud could have been slanted the other way towards the Democrats?
A lot of people are saying that. I'll give you my take on the other side. Continue with phone calls. We'll also look at the races in the Senate. And will the Democrats be getting the Senate? We'll find out in the next few hours. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-XANADU and ask for George.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lloyd, Michael, Joe, and many others are going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us, wide-open phones throughout the entire 3 hours of transmission against tyranny from deep in the heart of the geographical location in Texas, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to also keep your comments short and to the point, your questions, your comments, and statements, because I want to give everybody a chance to get involved. Greg Palast will be riding shotgun with us in the second hour. Bev Harris, 20 minutes into the second hour, will be popping in with an update on key election fraud around the country and some other breaking news. And we also have Aaron Russo joining us in the third hour to give us his take on what's happening with the election and also some of the censorship he's been dealing with American Freedom to Fascism and what's happening to actor Wesley Snipes, who he's in personal contact with, who's had to leave the country because they're trying to arrest him. The New York Times reporting no deal made to free actor in tax case, prosecutor said. I knew he was in tax trouble. I didn't know Wesley Snipes was a patriot. Who knows all about the New World Order? But he's, I found it out just by talking to Aaron yesterday that he's friends with him and he knows about his situation. So we'll be talking a little bit about that in the third hour with Aaron Russo as well. Also here in Austin, Texas, at Steiner Elementary School, a young man, a fifth grader, 10 years old, a couple days ago, last week. I learned about this on Monday. We've since vetted and confirmed the story. Was in his computer lab and simply visited CIA.gov and some other sites trying to find out about Mohammed Mossadegh and U.S. government-sponsored terror. A child denounced him as a terrorist. He was called to the head of the classroom, said he was going to terrorist websites. The teacher chastised him, sent him to the principal, who told him he couldn't visit those sites and that he would be reprimanded. And this is America. Of course, this is not America. It shouldn't be, but this is part and parcel of everything else we're facing and dealing with, whether firing professors, arresting citizens, national talk show hosts like Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity are calling for 9/11 truthers arrest. I mean, they're trying to play hardball, but we're not backing off. We're standing up strong, and they're not about to try to start arresting us. They're not going to get away with what they've done. They want to defend a bunch of terrorists who carried out 9/11. We're going to expose them. But before I go any further with your calls, let me just comment on what the listener was asking about. You know, and my office was saying this last night. We were getting calls about this here at the office last night. We were here till about 11 o'clock tracking the election. We were saying, well, you know, could they be stealing it for the Democrats? And yes, I mean, if electronic voting machines are government controlled and controlled by those private corporations, and we know they've been designed for fraud, again, their own engineers, their own employees going public, that's in the back of the paper, but it's admitted, then you can't. You don't know how they're stealing it, generally. You just know they are stealing it. And you know it's not trustworthy. But from past actions, the reason I don't think they were stealing it in most areas, most congressional districts in the country in the, for favor of Democrats, is because in the past these companies have been pioneers. That means they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for Bush and the Republicans. That's what they call that grade of the highest level of contributor. They have been systematically blocking Democratic victories in the last two congressional elections, 2002, 2004. And, you know, the head of Diebold said, I will deliver the electoral votes of Ohio to the Republican Party in a statement. I mean, they're pretty bold in their arrogant, laced hubris. Their arrogance-laced hubris and aplomb. Right in front of our eyes. And so if past track records mean anything, according to exit polls and scientific polls, we know they've stolen Democratic seats or blocked Democratic or third-party victories coast-to-coast in key battleground districts and key battleground states and regions. But again, 35% of the country, and that's the number I've been going with according to the Help America Vote Act numbers I have, the federally funded money to put in these fraudulent machines that we know are run by companies stealing elections. And the AP did report yesterday that, quote, around a little over one-third of the country is voting on the, quote, new special machines. So that number is still accurate. I was told it may have grown up to 40%, but right now it's still just 35. A little above a third at 33.3. So just from the data we have, it looks like they blocked a massive, ultra-massive Democratic takeover of the Senate. The Democrats may still narrowly get it with, say, 50-50. I mean, it's at 49-49. Let me actually get to the numbers here. It's at 49-49 right now with a race in Montana for the Senate, a race in Virginia, with Democrats leading in both of those states by 1 point as of about 6 minutes ago when I was watching CNN and getting print-offs here. Fox News is reporting that the Democrats will win the Senate. Does Fox News know something the rest of us don't? with three races in the U.S. Senate still to close, too close to call. Fox News awarded control of the chamber to the Democratic Party early today in a story headline, Democrats take control of House, need three more seats in Senate. Posted by FoxNews.com, Liza Portuas promoted Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada to Senate Majority Leader. Americans all over America tonight have said, we want change, added the new Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada. That's what Fox News said. Americans have come to the conclusion, as we did months ago, that we must change direction in Iraq. The story also refers to Nancy Pelosi as the new Speaker of the House, but other news organizations also have predicted the Democrats will control that chamber. And they have a huge lead now in the House with just a few races still open. Right now, the House is 227 reporting as Democrat wins to 195. So, my friends, that is a massive majority right now of 30-plus seats in the House. I guess that would be 32 seats right now. And then in the Senate, it's Republican 49, Democrat 49, two undecided. And they're saying now that with both Democrats a point ahead, I don't know how they could announce with some precincts still not fully reported in, they haven't counted all the votes yet. How do they say that Republicans have lost when it's so close? But, again, they're reporting that it looks like the Democrats will take the House and the Senate. I will tell you, though, that I don't know what the answer is on this. And I'm not one of these talk show hosts that always claims I have the answer. We know the big four voting machine companies, one owned by Clear Channel, the other's owned by big Republicans, in the past stealing elections, we know, and involved in other nefarious activities, skewing, manipulating, spinning, we know that in the past they've been giving it to Republicans that didn't deserve it, but we see Rupert Murdoch getting behind Hillary in the last 3 years. We see him contributing to her and other Democrats. We see Fox News in many ways now softening their stance against Democrats. We see Pelosi saying she's going to be nice to Bush 2 weeks ago and block impeachment. Clearly, I think the New World Order looked at the stakes and knew there was going to be such a landslide that if they did steal the election, they'd have to do it out in front of everyone, and it would be so obvious it could trigger an all-out rebellion, physically. And a lot of analysts were openly saying that, not just in mainstream media, but here on this broadcast. So it looks like Republicans did try to steal some seats to blunt a total takeover. It looks like they failed, as we said yesterday they may do. I mean, when I'm on conservative talk shows bashing Bush, and almost every caller agrees with me, and when the polls all show that Democrats were going to win between 10 and 15 percentage points, that is a massive, huge landslide. And so it's clear that there's some evidence of blunting. Was this Republican county clerks and Republican secretary of states stealing despite what Republican apparatchik gave them orders to do? Is this the neocon leadership deserting George Bush and kind of using him as a birdcage liner that has now been left in for a full week and has an inch of detritus built up on it, being removed now and putting in a fresh, at least what looks like a fresh slate with Nancy Pelosi to now manage the continual ongoing action? It's kind of like in pro wrestling where they stage it in tag team. You know, the whole event itself is staged, but then the tag team, you know, one person tags out and the fresh person goes in to do more theatrical thespian tricks for you there in the vaudevillian theater production. And that's really bottom line what's happening. Regardless of the different Machiavellian subterfuge going on in the Byzantine court there in the fully bought and paid for, fully compromised, fully blackmailed Congress, House and Senate, regardless, they now are telling you Pelosi will be the speaker, and it isn't just seniority that usually operates. The House leadership can block someone ascending to the speakership, and that should happen. But, again, you notice Republicans and Democrats are now announcing, Fox and CNN are now announcing, MSNBC, it's Nancy Pelosi, the new speaker, before the new House even goes back into session in January, and when they vote for the new speaker. So, see, The average American doesn't even know the parliamentary procedure that gives us a speaker, so they're just telling us, kind of like they tell us hours before the polls close, who's already won, as they've done in past election. They're just telling us it's Nancy Pelosi. I'm calling for a national move for all like-minded liberals, conservatives, freedom lovers to block Nancy Pelosi instead of running around giggling in the streets, having mindless, vapid, shallow victory celebrations. You should be in total abject terror that there is going to be no move to repeal Patriot Act 1 or Patriot Act 1.5 expansion or the Victory Act or what's happened with H.R. 6166, military commissions, torture, end of Bill of Rights, abominable, empowering act, enabling acts. There's going to be no move to get rid of the subsections of the Defense Authorization John Warner Act, passed October 17th, and I'm calling for it. I'm calling for there to be a fight in the House and a fight in the Senate. I don't expect one in the Senate. It's totally controlled by the Democrats to demand that a real Democrat get into control who will risk their lives. Make no mistake, Bush will launch anthrax attacks, you name it. Guaranteed he'll probably stage another attack. So what? Let's push this dictator out into the open and not let him continue to sail on down the Rubicon here. We need to ensure that we punish a presidency, that we remove this individual who makes Nixon look like a angel, a knighted saint. All right. I've said it. I've laid out the analysis. And let's see if all the, anti-establishment Democrat sites, the progressive sites, let's see if you roll over in giddy rapture now. Democrats need Virginia and Montana to take the Senate. Democrats captured four of the six Republican-held seats. They needed to take control of the Senate, winning critical contests in Ohio, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Missouri, an inch closer Wednesday to erasing the GOP's majority. Seizing on voter discontent with President Bush and the war in Iraq, Democrats mounted challenges for the two remaining Republican-held seats in Virginia and Montana and were ahead in both. But in Virginia, Democratic challenger James Webb, led over Republican incumbent George Allen, was razor thin with a recount was likely. All right, let me just stop right there. I just thought about something. How is CNN and the Washington Post both reporting right now? This is a blurb we ought to get out instantly, maybe on Jones Report. We multitask here. I've got writers out there right now listening. I know we got bloggers that all listen to this broadcast for analysis, and you go basically put your own icing on it and put it out, and that's fine. We're glad to produce the talking points here for the American people. This makes no sense. It says Republicans have 49, Democrats have 49, and that two seats remain in Montana and Virginia, with Republican Senator George Allen trailing Democrat Jim Webb with fewer than 6,000 votes in Virginia. This makes no sense. One of these is an independent. One of these is Lieberman. So I guess they're putting Lieberman in the Republican camp without telling us, you really can count Lieberman in the Republican camp. He's got to be included in this because it's 49-49 with two seats still in the running, out in the open, still in the pike, still in Congress, still in traction, still in motion, still up for grabs, still in play. Still in motion. All right, I perseverate, folks. I'm sorry. 33 at stake, 2 undecided. So if that's the case, they must be counting Lieberman. So let's say both seats go to the Democrats. That will put them at 51. But then there's some Democratic senators or independents like Lieberman that will go with the Republicans. That means Cheney comes in with an attempted tiebreaker, but he can only be put into play in a tiebreaker. So I guess that's going to give the Democrats a one-up in the Senate, which isn't really a Democratic Senate. Oh, boy. This is bizarre. We need to have that question answered. I mean, why are they counting Lieberman as a Republican? And I guess they've got to be doing that here. And who made that decision? And why isn't it being pointed out? Why is there an asterisk there explaining that? Let's go to Lloyd in New York. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good, good. I got a couple of questions. It's more like a three-part question. All right.
Let me just announce, the Democrats has now been announced, just won in Wyoming, only leaving the Senate battle open in Virginia. Please continue.
Right, right. Tester announced that he won in Montana. Right, right. All right, that's for my question. We all know Pelosi can be a pivotal key, but what exactly for? I mean, as you already know, you posted it on your site. They just recently took down the Operation Iraqi Freedom, the documentation portal site, right after the midterm elections started, right after they announced Saddam was going to be executed by the end of the year. I mean, what relevance does Pelosi have to what possibly could be the setup for a false flag?
I'm sorry, I'm not normally ignoring listeners. I was telling them to go record Bush, who's about to go on here in minutes. We can play it afterwards and analyze it coming up the next hour. You were bringing up, what does it matter if they're about to execute?
Saddam by the end of the year, they announced it.
Yeah, I understand.
Right, right.
What does that matter? I mean, they're just getting rid of their business partner. I mean, it matters in that we have a chance to use it, to wedge this and to point out to the American people that Pelosi doesn't have to be the speaker, and we can demand that impeachment hearings kick off. That's wildly popular. It's constitutional. If anybody deserves to be impeached, it's George Bush.
This is very true. You're going to commercial, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to. You got more you want to add?
Yeah.
Okay, stay there. I'll briefly let you continue on the other side. Significant announcement by Lord Bush coming up in about 10 minutes. So we'll, maybe we'll even carry that live for you here. We'll be right back on the Genesis Communications Network.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Amazon.com has Terror Storm. stock since yesterday. And my distributors never see anything like it. They have 4 to 6 weeks for delivery up on their site with a big listing, which has killed people purchasing it because they think, and I don't want to say it's a conspiracy. I'm just so sick of it. Now, they're supposedly going to take that down. We've contacted them. We went up into the top 10. Then they claimed that they were sold out, which they were, but it takes 2 days to deliver it to them. They got them on Tuesday. It is in stock. You get it in about 3 days after ordering it from them. And please go to Amazon.com and get Terror Storm, my new film, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. It's about a two-hour film, right under 2 hours, with 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in L.A. Amazing film. It's $11.19. And if you can afford it, I want you to buy 10, 15, 20 copies. You know, give that as your gifts this holiday season for Christmas. Give it as a birthday present. Give it as an early gift. This country can't wait. And drive it to number one on Amazon.com because stores and companies around the nation and the world do a lot of their purchasing and carrying of videos via that indicator. It's the New York Times bestseller list of videos. It's already got a lot of attention being in the top 10 and being in the top 20 for a couple days. Now it's in the top 100, about to go out of the top 100. Because of their bizarre, well, they also changed the link that went to a page that didn't have Terror Storm, then they changed it to another page. They're doing a lot of weird stuff, folks. And, you know, when you get up to this level, you do get bizarre behavior happening. So please go to Amazon.com, order a whole bunch of Terror Storm, and get it out to everybody you know, or order it via Infowars.com. You can get America, Freedom to Fascism. America. Pardon me? Yeah, I knew that. And in fact, they were just telling me. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, during the break, I saw Rumsfeld was stepping down. I was about to get into that. And this is him throwing us a salve, throwing us a lollipop. You know, and the kid's crying. Here's a lollipop, basically. And, you know, Rumsfeld would never step down, and they would never. So, again, they're giving us the Democrats, and they're giving Rumsfeld standing down. And, oh, they're sorry, but... And then the terrorists will hit us, and the Democrats will have to get tough and agree with George W., and everybody will come together, you know, something like that. This is what they always do. They double-team us. But getting back to the videos, I want to push it to number one on Amazon.com. I want to be able to say it's number one. That'll be invaluable to making this film go supernova. I put it out for free on Google Video. You know, this is not about profit here. This is about getting it out to the public. I mean, Amazon wanted to sell it for $20. We told them, no, we want to sell it for $11. You know, we struck a deal to sell this as cheap as possible. You cannot beat this deal right now at Amazon.com. Go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to the subpages. If they haven't changed the links again to frustrate your purchasing, don't let them stop you from doing this. Google admits they censored it. A lot of other stuff's happened. Get Terror Storm at this insane price. Go buy 10 copies. Go buy 9 copies. You know, nine copies, what is $100 or less? Go do it. Go do it. Please help us get this information out to the people. This is a call to action. Or you can get America, Freedom to Fascism, my friends, for 1995, Aaron Russo's incredible film. He's now being censored. He can't even sell it now because PayPal just said, we're not going to do business with you, and wouldn't tell him why. He's having to threaten to sue him right now. He's coming on the third hour about that. You can get it right now online via our Yahoo store at Infowars.com. And for $9.95, get Terror Storm when you get it if you wish. You cannot beat that. So get it for $9.95 with American Freedom to Fascism on Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 or by writing to us. Okay, we got Greg Pallas coming up 5 after. We'll come back, and I'm going to go quick, okay? Lloyd, just make your statement when we get back. Mike, make your statement. Joe, make your statements. Because I'm going to go to all three of you in the next segment. Then to more callers with Greg Pallas. Bev Harris popping in with reports of election fraud to try to decipher all of this. Very important broadcast today. We need to call for Nancy Pelosi to not be the speaker and for Bush to be impeached.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.